Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Near what we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Hey, what's up, y'all? So, I don't know why, but I feel like I've been called to talk about this. With everything going on in the world, like the shit going on with Diddy and TD Jakes and, you know, all of this shit with the Me Too movement and all of that. I want to talk about this. I really feel like it needs to be said. First of all, shout out to all of the women and children and men that have been sexually abused, molested, assaulted, any of those things, and they still get up every day and they have to, like, still live life, you know? And some of these people that have done these things to them, they haven't even been prosecuted. They still living regular lives, and no justice was served for some of these people who have been violated. So I want to say shout out to y'all. And I also want to say that vengeance is coming, okay? Vengeance is motherfucking coming. So if you out here raping people, molesting people, taking advantage of people, assaulting people, just out here just being pure wicked and evil, y'all know y'all motherfucking day coming. Y'all know y'all day coming. You know you ain't got away with none of that shit. Your day is coming, you know? I do want to talk about I want to talk about the severity of how deep this shit really is and how we really need to have more conversations about what is appropriate and what is not appropriate, because we're in a different time. We're in a different time. And so a lot of shit that was happening happened so long and so frequently because that was the normal. That was the fucking normal. So like, oh shit, it's a cat in the road. My bad, y'all. So like, for example, I'll give you an example. Right now, everybody talking about Diddy and all of the shit that went on with Diddy and, you know, and TD Jakes and how the shit was going on in Britney Spears and all of that shit. Why, now that we know the truth about all of this stuff and all of these scandals and all of the shit that happened inappropriately, why now that we know the truth, people are starting to, like, really come after the celebrities, which... That's not my problem. That's not my problem for me coming out of the celebrities. But I think the biggest monster is not the celebrities, but the motherfucking system that allowed these celebrities and all of these people in power to do this shit for so fucking long. This was the norm, y'all. This really was the norm. So, for example, we knew that Elvis Presley's wife was 13 years old. We knew that motherfucking shit. And the reason why Elvis Presley felt like he could marry a 13-year-old woman, because it was other people in his city and state that was marrying 13-year-old women. That shit was very, very privileged or prominent or whatever, dominant. I don't know the right motherfucking word, but that shit was happening a lot, especially down south. And still is down south. And still is in the Chicago and shit, the R. Kelly's. It's a lot of motherfuckers in your neighborhood that's R. Kelly. I remember being a young girl and older fucking men trying to holler at me. I remember being 14 years old and older men trying to get on. I remember being 14 years old and some of my friends was fucking older men. And some of these men knew how fucking old they was. Because some of these men was fucking with their mamas too. But guess what we do? We don't be tripping about that. We still shake up with these niggas. We still cool with these niggas. We still stealing. You feel me? We still cool with all that. But as soon as it's a celebrity or a person in power, you know, we so like entertained with the gossip and the drama instead of really tackling the biggest monster as to why the fuck was this allowed for so long. I've been watching a lot of like gossip shit lately, and I don't know why, but I felt called to look at that shit. I don't even like that shit. I don't really like all of the celebrity drama. I don't like Love and Hip Hop. I don't like reality. I don't like none of that shit. I don't watch none of that shit. You feel me? I feel like this shit does nothing for me, and I don't judge nobody else for watching that. If that's what they like to watch, that's what they like to watch. I don't judge, you know what I'm saying? But it's just not something that I find comfort in. But lately, I've been feeling called to like look more into different celebrity cases and just different things that's going on in the world, because it's just, I just felt called to do so. And I'm noticing that as I started doing my research or whatever, I seen it's this girl on YouTube. Her name is BJ Investigate. She did an episode about Diddy, of course. And then from there, she did one about Justin Bieber, and she did another one about Usher. And what really fucked me up about that shit about Usher, I didn't realize how fucking young Usher was when he came out. And the songs that they had Usher singing, and the songs, not just Usher, but New Edition, they was all fucking young as hell. They was like 14, 15, 16. Like a majority of these people that came out, even Michael Jackson, we'll go back even to Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was 5 years old singing songs about heartbreak. Michael Jackson was 5 fucking years old singing songs about heartbreak. Usher was 12 and 13 and 14 motherfucking years old singing songs about like fucking people and making love to people and being sensual. Even if it was done like in a PG way, why is it so important for kids to be making love songs? Why did fuck all of the other shit? Why didn't the industry find nothing wrong with that? You know, like majority of our favorite singers and rappers, they came out very young. They was like 12, 13. Lil Wayne was young as fuck. Lil Wayne was young as fuck. You feel me? Singing, dropping like it's hot, all of this shit. Just look back. All of them fucking rappers and singers from the 90s. Even before the 90s, we could go back to the 70s. Whitney Houston was making all of these love songs and shit. Whitney Houston was like 15, 16 years old. You know what I'm saying? All of these people that came out from that time, all of these songs that they had them singing, even the outfits, you know, look at how they had them fucking dressed. So you mean to tell me that we're going to allow this type of music to be made by these children and then assume that they being treated like children? You know, like Drew Barrymore mama. Like, I'll never forget that bitch. I feel like Drew Barrymore mama should have been up under the motherfucking jail. But then when I started thinking about that shit, the problem wasn't just Drew Barrymore mother. It was the industry that allowed that. The energy that allowed a 7-year-old child to go into Studio 54 nightclub, known where they doing powder and all type of fucking explicit shit. Why was a child allowed into that type of environment? Why was that welcome for a child? That's the point where I feel like we need to do more as far as like holding the right people accountable. Yes, we need to get the predators up off of the street, but a reason why a lot of these people are being predators and doing all type of inappropriate shit to women, children, and young men is because it's been allowed. And it's been conditioned, and it been used as a way to manipulate us into certain behaviors. So for example, Shirley Temple. We could go back even to them days. Shirley Temple. There's no fucking way that Shirley Temple should have been the apple of any motherfucking grown man's eye. But guess what? If you go back and you look at some of them pictures of Shirley Temple when they advertising for the movies and shows, it's one picture in particular. I think she's like in like a little shirt or a little skirt or maybe even a pamper. I know she looked like a little baby girl, you know. And it's like 8 or 9 men surrounding her, looking at her. And a lot of the look in their eyes is looking very lustful and looking very sinister. And she was like 5. You know, they had these young babies wearing makeup. Like, that's why I really don't fuck with that beauty pageant shit. JonBenet Ramsey, all of that. I don't really fuck with none of that shit. No, I'm not against young girls putting makeup on because I have nieces. You know, when I was a little girl, I don't think it's nothing wrong with playing makeup and putting makeup on and letting kids get dressed and all of that shit. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I don't think that that should be promoted to do so around grown men and doing all of this flaunty shit. Because if you pay attention to the main people that like was into those big pageants and the people that was watching the Shirley Temple movies and all of that shit, they was grown-ass white men. Rich grown ass white men like looking to take advantage of young kids. That shit is very sinister and sickening for me. Even it's just I don't know, man. I think that we need to be holding more people accountable, not just the parents, not just the predators, but the industry that allowed that. And I think that's really what's going down to. So of course they're gonna try to bring down the Diddy's. Of course they're gonna try to bring down the R. Kelly's. And they should. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that they shouldn't. Absolutely bring down the motherfucking predators and the monsters. But where the fuck y'all think they learned this sinister ass fucking behavior from? And why have it gone on for so long? It's because this industry and this world have promoted that and normalized that to where we think that shit is normal. And it was normal for a very long time. Majority of your grandmas and granddaddies, your granddaddy was 21, your grandma was 16. Just ask. Ask some of y'all grandmas and granddaddies how old who was. It was very common. There was no age limit on that shit back in the day. They didn't start changing that shit until like recent, like the 70s type shit. You feel me? And that don't make it okay. It's not okay. But I think that if you've been allowed to do something for so long, you don't know that it's wrong. And I think that a lot of information and behaviors have been influenced to us in a very manipulative way to where we lose consciousness of what is right and what is wrong. And it's even being done so with religion. It's being done so with holidays. It's being done so with music. It's just being done so just in general, consciously and unconsciously manipulating the way that we receive and behave. I just think that's what it really all boils down to. Like, this system knows exactly what it's doing, and these people that have been put in position knows exactly what they're doing. And I don't think that right now it's honestly about people being served justice, the proper justice that should be served, because the real justice will be change the environment. Change the environment, not just by holding these people that have been the face of this shit for so long, but let's talk about the people who put this into the industry and these practices that come higher than these people. You feel me? Because a lot of them was kids and brought into that. And you know what they say, hurt people hurt people. And that's what I think. That's just my opinion, y'all. That's what I think needs to be examined a little bit more closely as to why have this gone on for so long and who infiltrated this and what was the whole sole purpose behind all of this. You know, all of those boy band groups and all of those leaders of that and all of these people in sports, these coaches and all of these people in power that feel like they should abuse and manipulate kids, children, and young men, you know. And nobody ever wants to talk about the abuse that went on, and everything is top secret. And so when people finally do come forward and start telling their story, they're not even believed. And I'm guilty of that myself, because I was conditioned into believing certain ideas and beliefs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was times where I didn't believe half of these people that's coming out saying that men was doing shit to them. And I'm a whole woman. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to be 100. I can't say that everybody is true. You know, it do be motherfuckers lying. But as I'm learning myself, like, who honestly want to make up a lie in a story that somebody violated them, knowing that motherfuckers not going to believe you? No motherfucking white man. That's all that I'm saying. Like, that shit, when people are lying and making up stories about that, shame on fucking them. Shame on you. Like, that shit needs to be dealt with, too, because it takes a whole lot of courage and a lot of strength and a lot of fucking embarrassment for people to actually come forward and say that something happened to them. So I don't respect nobody that's making up lies and saying that somebody violated them when they didn't. I don't respect no shit like that. Can't say that I do. Hell no, I don't. I don't respect that shit. Be true. However, it goes back down to the manipulation and conditions that we have here today. Like, how we have been manipulated into believing that shit is normal that should not be fucking normal. We have been manipulated into believing that the trauma that we have been faced with is not trauma, that that's just the hardships of life that you should be going through as part of success. And I feel like that in itself is just another way to keep us in mind control, bro. That's all that I'm saying. Like, I've been looking into a lot of this shit more intently, and it just goes too far back. Like, it goes way too far back, bro. It goes way too far back. And if y'all gonna hold people accountable, I think the main person that needs to be held accountable is the system. The big wigs that have been putting this shit in place in these secret societies and shit, not just the individuals. Because what ends up happening, this is where it's kind of fucked up. Like, I don't fuck with Puff Daddy. I don't even really know him or not know him, so I can't say I fuck with him or don't fuck with him. But I know I've heard a lot of stories, and I do believe a lot of the fucking stories, you know. But it's kind of fucked up because this a whole fucking black man that is actually putting some people in position, and it's changing people's fucking lives. You feel me? It's like the double-edged sword. Like, now, because you had these demons that you got, and other people like you got these demons that you got, we're not having the right people put in position to put the right people in fucking position. You feel me? This shit is crazy. And this is why we as a fucking people gotta stop just looking at what fucking Diddy doing and looking at what TD Jakes doing and look at the fuck we doing. Look in the mirror and be like, bitch, if I'm doing some of this shit behind closed doors, do I want my skeletons to come out? Change my own motherfucking behavior. That's the real tea. Like, we be so indulged into what these fucking celebrities got going on and these people in power got going on and what these successful people doing, when we holding everybody up to a higher standard other than being human, we forget that we human our own motherfucking selves, and we got skeletons and dirt our own selves, and we need to examine closely who we are and stop doing a lot of shit that we do. That's the part where it makes people uncomfortable, and it makes people want to keep judging the next motherfucker that's going through hardship. So it makes the next motherfucker want to feel like they're better because they're not doing what Diddy is doing. But a lot of us are doing what Diddy is doing. A lot of y'all uncles is doing what Diddy is doing. A lot of y'all daddies is doing what Diddy is doing. And if you're not, and not just on no sexual shit, but just abusing your authority. Abusing your authority. Are you good to people? Do you have good intentions? Do you have a purpose to help people or to harm people? Are you really a monster behind those clothes? That's the shit we gotta really be 100 about. But because the world is so indulged into seeing what other people doing and just like, okay, well, at least I'm not doing this. No. Even if you thinking like this, that's something that you should examine and to change and work on being a better you, so that when you get in a position of power, you don't become a Diddy. That's what it's all about. Like, I work so hard now to make sure that I'm working on my intentions and that I have pure intentions and that I'm being good in spirit. You feel me? That I'm being good in spirit, because any one of us, and not to say, and like I said, we're not just talking about the sexual nature of these crimes that these people in power is doing, but it's just about the abusing of power, the neglect of your position. It's to, like, you know, because you have power, you hold a very high position over your community. And you can do your community a lot of good if you use your power in an appropriate way. So are you abusing or neglecting your power that you already have and your influence that you have and you possess? You feel me? I think that we take too much shit for granted and we don't want to look at ourselves. And I'm taking a lot more time to look at myself lately. I could be Diddy. And another person that I look up to so dearly, like, that would not actually look up to, but that I love so dearly that I just love her, was Whitney, man. I love me some Whitney Houston, bro. I really, really love me some fucking Whitney Houston. And I really hate how unfortunate her life turned out, you know, as far as, like, just not being able to be happy. Not being able to be happy, not being able to trust people, not being able to just be. That woman was just so magnetic and so beautiful and so angelic when it comes to singing. And just her spirit, period. She just was a high-vibrating person. You could just tell from her pictures and videos. And people just would not leave her the fuck alone. They was infatuated with this fucking woman. And that's a note to all of us. Yeah, she was on drugs and she fell short. But that could be any one of us. Any one of us can fall under the spell of addiction. Addiction is not just drugs. Addiction is addiction. Any one of us can fall under the spell of addiction. And so I'm learning to, because I got this bad, stop putting my mouth so much on other people's situations. Stop speaking so illy about folks. It's hard for me though, especially once I become violated. Like when I get real mad, my tongue get real vicious. You feel me? And that's something that I've learned about myself. I learned how powerful my tongue is. My tongue is powerful. And because I see the power in my tongue and I know how powerful my tongue is, I'm learning to use it for good instead of bad. And I'm working hard every day on not gossiping about people, y'all. Gossip is really, really evil. Even though it's natural, you feel me? Like, I don't want to sound hypocritical because I just did a whole episode talking about, you know, Diddy and all them, but I'm doing it for purpose. My intentions is in the right place when I'm saying this shit. Gossip is a form of witchcraft. Gossip is really a form of witchcraft. You could really speak some shit into somebody's life. You could speak so much harm on somebody. You could speak so much negativity about somebody that you can actually cause harm to them. And even whether you want to realize it or not, we intentionally and unintentionally are partaking in witchcraft. And so a lot of y'all say y'all believers of God and y'all don't touch with witchcraft and y'all don't play with black magic. Well, guess what? If you gossiping about somebody all day, every day, if that's part of your everyday motherfucking speech, you are partaking in fucking witchcraft. That is a fucking spell. That is spell work. That is spell work. And guess what? While you thinking that you winning, doing that, speaking on somebody and speaking all of this shit into somebody's life, you know what you put out, you get back, right? You know if you speaking badly about somebody and you wishing bad things to people, that shit is going to come back to you, right? It does. That is how the universe works. That is how God operates. That's how God designed everything. What you put out, you get back. You reap what you sow. And I had to really face the uncomfortable realities of my own actions that I have a powerful fucking tongue. When I use it for good, a lot of good things happen. When I use it for bad, a lot of bad things happen. So I'm learning to tame my speech and stop communicating with people who only want to gossip and stop communicating about people because I want to gossip. I'm a gossiper. I ain't gonna act like I ain't. I'm gonna be 100. You feel me? I ain't gonna act like I don't gossip, because I really do feel like as humans, that's just a natural fucking thing to do. We gossip. We talk about what's going on. But I'm learning that the intention behind what you're saying, I'm not gonna speak evil on nobody. I'm not gonna wish evil on nobody, you know? And we say that we don't do that, but sometimes we do. Like, when you get angry, you'll say some things that you probably wouldn't have said if you wasn't angry. But learning to really embrace the emotions and embrace the feelings will stop you from putting bad spells out into the universe. I don't want to put bad spells out into the universe because I know how powerful I am. This not me acting. This not me just doing, saying some shit. I know for a fact how fucking powerful I am. And so why would a powerful person stoop low to do some low vibrational shit? Like, speak evilly and speak evil into somebody's life unless I absolutely had to use it for a weapon of mass destruction. If someone was trying to violate me or harm me, why would, if somebody's not doing those things, why would I want to put that type of power to waste? That's what it really boiled down to, y'all. Like, when we really start learning to look more into ourselves intuitively and trust our intuitive nature, life gets better. The universe gets better. We start using that godly energy. Things start happening for good. And because at the end of the day, justice will definitely be served. Vengeance is the Lord's. And when you mess with God's kids and you do shit towards God's kids and you speak illy about God's kids, you gotta pay for that. So instead of us just taking time to just look at Puff Daddy and T.D. Jakes and Nicki Minaj and all of these other people, celebrities, you know, all of the shit that they got going on, as we take notice as to what's happening, make sure we're not living like that. Make sure our heart is in the right place. Make sure our intentions are in the right place. Because any one of us, if we don't start paying attention to our spirit, could end up in those type of scenarios and situations. And I'm not just talking about the sexual nature. There's some other things that can make you malicious and wicked that is just as bad as abusing someone sexually. That is just as bad. And I think that's what we should, as humans, We should work harder on just being better humans, being better fucking humans, being better servants of God, being better healers of the universe by looking more into ourselves and healing ourselves and actually being the change that we would like to see. You don't want motherfucking rapists. Stop raising little rapists. Stop speaking certain vibrations into your children. Stop it. And I know people gonna get mad at me for saying what the fuck I said, but I really did say what the fuck I said. And it was for a good reason and good purpose. A lot of times we don't want to be held accountable how we contribute to the current conditions that are here. We always talk about the things that we don't like, but we never change the things that we don't like within ourselves. And I'm not talking about your outward appearance. I'm talking about your fucking spirit. That's what I'm talking about. But the new year is coming, y'all. We got a full moon. I love every last one of y'all listening to me. And I hope that, you know, that you heal. That you keep healing. That you keep thriving. That you keep having a prosperous fucking life and year. That's what I want to speak into everybody's life. I love y'all.